It's a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Lord, your rhema is better than mine. I'll keep coming every day. Lord, your rhema is better than mine. I'll keep coming every day. Lord, your power is better than mine. I'll keep coming every day. Lord, your power is better than mine. I'll keep coming every day. Glory is in, wisdom is in, renewal is in, mercy is in, grace is in, strength is in, direction is in, replenish is in, acceptance is in, favor is in, authority is in, guidance is in, more of you. Oh, Jesus, Lord, your rhema is better than mine. I'll keep coming every day. Lord, your power is better.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and God, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the privilege given to us to be living souls. Dear God, thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to the gift of life. Dear God, be that we exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, this morning, Lord, we come just as we are before the throne of mercy. Having nothing to hide, we confess all our sins and iniquities before you, Lord. And we hereby ask for mercy. Father, please have mercy upon us and forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse our spirits on our body and make us whole in the name of Jesus. From all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement, let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us and make us whole, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, we apply for grace and capacity to please you this very beautiful day. In all our engagements, dear God, please lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our paths. Keep us all away from all forms of evils and temptations, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we commit all our undertakings this day to your able care. Please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us this day, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and Amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter number 14, the place we read yesterday. We are reading from verse 22 to verse number 36. Matthew, chapter number 14, from verse 22. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And straight away, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him onto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain path to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. Straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter was come down of the ship. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw this, the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt?" And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and they worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. By God's special grace, this is episode 16 of Divine Touch. Episode 16. And I started talking on this very particular one yesterday. The lessons we can learn from all these events, and what we can actually do to make this same thing replicate in our own lifestyle. So, yesterday, I was telling you number one point. I talked about 3 points yesterday. And the number one point I talked about yesterday was privacy with God. Yes, alone with God. You see, this is a very great lesson for you and I to learn from this very account here, especially from this account in the book of Matthew, because We can also find the same story in the book of John chapter 6 from verse 16. John chapter 6 from verse 16 downward. So you can find this same account there, and you can also find it in Mark chapter, John chapter 6 verse 16, then Mark chapter 6 from verse 45 as well. This same account is there. But this one in the book of Matthew is, I love it, because he has some, he give us some, you know, reactions from the disciples that are not in the other accounts, especially the reaction of Peter. Now, the number one thing is this. In several places we read in the Bible, despite the busyness of Christ and his disciples during his earthly ministry, he was never too busy to, you know, secluded himself to a lonely place where he will be able to spend time with the Father. This is a great example for us to emulate. As Christians, we cannot afford just to be in a loud, in a noisy place all through the day. From morning to night, you have no time. From night to the morning, you have no time. No, no matter how, even if it is just few minutes, just 30 minutes, just 1 hour, there must be a time that you intentionally earmark for, you know, fellowshipping with the Father alone, either just for you to read Bible, or just for you to meditate, or just for you to pray. There must be a time that you have, you know, set aside to have fellowship, to have cordial, you know, close relationship, close intimacy with the Lord. Unless you do that, it will be very, very hard for you and I, you know, to have a very good relationship with God. There is no way. You cannot just rely on the gathering, the public gathering alone as Christian, only on Sundays or only during the revival hour or whatever services that is being observed in your local assembly. You cannot rely on that alone. Christian journey is more than that. You must be able to have personal relationship with God, know him one-on-one, know whom he is by yourself and yourself alone. So alone with God is not negotiable. Number two, I talked about yesterday, is you must prepare yourself to face challenges. Challenges is part of our life journey. Not at all. You cannot live your life free of challenge or challenges. No, it is not possible. The reason being that, let me tell you this. Jesus was the one that set these people on this journey. When you read verse 22, the Bible made us to understand that straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship, can you see, and to go before him onto the other side while he sent the multitude away. He was the one that set them on the journey and asked them to be going. But he didn't tell them that, see, while you are on your way, there will be trouble on the sea. If he had told them, they would not go. Because they would have wanted him to go with them. And he wouldn't have been able to have time to spend alone with God. Can you see something? Jesus was involved in the journey. He initiated them going over to the other side, but he stayed behind. But for the fact that he knew about the journey, for the fact that the journey was his own initiative, Does he cancel the stormy sea not coming up? That did not cancel them facing the storm on top of the ice sea. There was storm on the sea, meaning that no matter how perfect will of God you are on earth, you are doing the will of God. What you are doing, that doesn't cancel the fact that you are going to face with challenges. That is it. Jesus said in John chapter 16, in this world, you will have trouble. You will have tribulations. But cheer up. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That is it. He did not in any place promise us a life that is free of challenges, a life that is free of opposition. No. He didn't promise us. As a matter of fact, he said, if they have persecuted me, they will persecute you that want to follow me as well. Meaning that your life on earth will gather enmity. You will gather enemies to yourself. Your life, when you are in God's own purpose, your life will attract enemies. Will attract challenges, oppositions. That's why yesterday I told us that somebody said, when you are going on a way or you are doing something that is just going smoothly, nothing is against you. You need $1, you have $10. When you need just $1, you need just one hand, one helping hand. You have about 3, 4, 5, 10 helping hands available. Everything you need is always readily available. He said, you have to run away from that thing. Stop doing it. It's not meant for you. That is it. Because everything that will end up in success must have one challenge or the other, no matter how. Jesus did not promise us a life that will never face any challenge at all. Then number 3 point I talked about is prepare to face off the enemy of fear. Fear is direct opposite of, faith. Because they have been troubled on the sea already. They have been struggling with the winds on the sea. So immediately they saw the personality of Jesus coming ahead. Oh, the fear gripped them because of the fear of not being capsized. They could not see where. They could not see where. They couldn't perceive that the person coming away is our master, is our Lord. They couldn't see that. Not at all. They could not see. Fear has gripped and crippled them. They couldn't see clearly any longer. Because of fear. Fear is an enemy that you and I must always fight against. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, the Bible says, God has never given us the spirit of fear. No, but of power, of sound mind, of love. That is what God has given to us. 3 things instead of fear: power, sound mind, love. 3 things. God gave us instead of fear. So you must not entertain fear. The Bible says, the just shall live by faith, not the just shall live by fear. The Bible made it clear, there is torment in fear. Torment is in fear. When you are gripped or you are overcome by fear, you will be tormented. Where you're supposed not to run, you will run. Fear will not allow you to enjoy your life. You have nothing to fear. If God is on our side, if God be for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? The Bible says, they shall come against you one way, but they will scatter 7 ways. That is it. The Bible says, when the enemy shall come like the flood, The Spirit of God shall raise standard against it, against him. So you need nothing to fear. God is not a man that he should lie. Hebrews chapter number 6, verse 18. By two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. The word of God are sure and ye and amen. God can never lie. By two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. If it was impossible for God to lie, it is still impossible for God to lie up to now. Number four, faith. Have faith no matter how. Have a living and growing faith in you. We could see Peter. Immediately Peter heard the voice of Jesus that, oh, it is I. Don't be afraid. He said, oh, if it is you, ask me to come. I want to do what you are doing. His faith rose. His faith was arose in him. And immediately he heard, come. He stepped out of the ship on top of the icy. Can you see? He started working on the water himself. Ordinary human being, flesh and blood. So it wasn't magic. It was by the power of God and the power of faith. He started working on the sea. Started working on the water. Jesus walked on the water. Peter walked on the water. Surfing in. That is it. The power of faith. Out of all the disciples, maybe 12 of them, it was only Peter that was able to do that. Because he was the one that believed that if my Lord could do this, I can do it as well. Then he asked, ask me to come. The Bible says, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. You need to build up your faith. And the Bible says faith only comes by hearing, and by hearing only the word of God. Only by hearing by the word of God. 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 And this is what you don't like hearing. Many of us, we don't like listening to messages. We don't like listening to the men of God that speak the truth. When what they are saying is against our lifestyle, we turn the channel away. We cancel the message. We look for the one that suits us, where they are breaking the heads of the enemies, where they are killing your father's house enemies, where they are killing this, where they are doing that, or where they are praying, Lord, let the angels bring money to my account instantly. You will love hearing those such. But when it comes to the one that is talking to your personal ego, when it comes to the one that is talking to your secret sinful life, you hate it. You turn away. And the Bible says faith only comes by hearing, and by hearing by the word of God alone. And every word of God will correct you. That is it. Every word of God will correct you. It will rebuke you. If we want to straighten your lifestyle, that is what the word of God meant for. The word of God is not just it's not just a joking, it's not to pamper. No. The word of God is not to pamper you. It's to correct. The Bible says all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God. And is always profitable for what? For doctrines. For what? To reprove. For what? For correction. For what? For instruction in righteousness. That is all what the word of God meant for. According to the 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16 and 17. The Bible says in 17 that the man of God, that the daughter of God, that the son of God, that the children of God may be perfect. Thoroughly garnished for the good works. That is what the word of God meant for. So you will never, ever hear what you love hearing from the word of God if it is really word of God. If the word is actually that of God, it will not be according to your will. It will be according to his will, according to his way, according to his word, not according to yours. Can you see something? Not according to yours. And that is the problem we have today. We always love what suits us. We have our plans, we have our way, we have what we want, we have what we don't want. And when any pastor is going, you change church. You know how many churches you have changed. All in the name of that pastor is not civilized. That pastor is too primitive. He's too local to my likings. Look at his message. You know, he doesn't even... people are switched up. He's not switching up. He's not changing. Okay. Should a pastor change for you and both of you go to hellfire? No. The Bible says, my ways are not your ways. As heaven, as far as heaven is to the earth, so is my way from yours, my thought far away from yours. It can never, ever, ever fall in line with each other. That is the reason why we have to change. You are the one changing. It's not God. The Bible says in 2 Timothy as well, chapter 2, verse 19, says the standard of, nevertheless, the foundation of God, standing sure, having this seal. So God has foundation. He has standard. He has laid down. It can never change for anybody. He's having a seal. You know when something is having seal. You've sealed it up. So you can't add anything any longer. And you cannot remove anything there. It's sealed. It is sealed. Having this sealed, the Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone that is named in the name of God depart from iniquity, depart from waywardness, depart from anything that is not good. You are to want to change, not him changing for you and I, the word of God. By hearing, then you build up your faith. Another thing is that when Peter was focused on Jesus, he was able to walk. Immediately he looked away from Jesus, he began to sink. Look unto Jesus. Never you look at the size of your problem any longer. We magnify the size of our problem. We look into our problem and we are discouraged. We are unable to pray. We are unable to tell God what the problem is. We are only murmuring and complaining. Oh, I'm facing this. Oh, I'm facing that. Oh, this is happening. Oh, that is happening. You are murmuring. Prayer is different from murmuring. Prayer is different from complaining. Like just telling people, telling family, telling friends, telling their neighbors, everything that is happening. You never take time out to tell God. That shows that you look away from Jesus and you are looking into the face of you, are staring at the face of your big problem. Is the size of your problem more than the size of God? That is the question. Is your problem more powerful than God? Is it the power behind your problem? Are they not made by God? Were they not created by God? Look away from your problem. Look right unto Jesus. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking into Jesus. Let's look unto him. Let's look straight unto him. Look away from your problem. Never you magnify the size of your problem any longer. Many of us, we look at our problem from the magnifier's glass, from the lens, magnifying lens. That is from where we look into our problem, and we look at unto God far away. We look away from his size. We look away from the potency of his power. We look into our problems. This is not supposed to be for us. Our God, the size of our God is indescribable. You cannot describe God. How big God is, you can't describe him. So why should you now look away from that same God and then look into your problem? And yet here you are, the devil, the enemy, they are fixing upon your life because of that problem. Now you have no peace of mind. Now you have no, you have enjoyed nothing. You are being tossed up and down by your problem. Look away from that problem. Look unto God. Look unto God today. Peter looked away and he was looking at, the Bible said he looked into the sea as the sea boisterous. As the sea was, as the wind was what? Boisterous, the contrary wind. Then immediately he began to drown. You and I will be drawn in the problem, we'll be drawn in calamity when we don't look into God. When you don't look unto God, we look unto our problem. When we magnify our problem, it becomes problem. Can you see? Why should we use problem? Why should we have problem to create problem again? It will become problem when we look away from God and look into our problem. But glory be to God. The Bible says, he cried out, Lord, save me. He remembered that, no, this problem I've created by myself. I cannot survive this unless I cry unto God. I cannot survive this. It's only Master that can save me. Then he cried unto God. Why don't you cry to God today again? He's still there, very, very much available to save you and I from whatever situation we find ourselves. He can still save us. He can still deliver us. Let him walk through you. Let him walk. Let him walk for you. Let him walk through you as well. Call upon him today. Peter cried unto him. And then the Bible says immediately, straightway, he stretched forth his hand. He stretched forth his hand and he saved him. Say, oh, you of little faith. Why did you doubt? Why? Why did you doubt? You doubted. That is the reason why you were drowning. You doubted. Why? So, let's cry unto him to save us today. Let's cry unto him to save us. You see, God has created you. The reason why you are facing so much is because there is something glorious at the other side. If you are able to roll through the seal, you are able to sail through to the other side, there is something waiting for you there. You see how many people healed there? The Bible says, after the cross, by the time you read to verse 36, the Matthew chapter 14 we are reading, from verse 22 to 36, by the time they cross to the other side, the Bible says, great number of people that were sick was brought just to touch, divine touch, to touch the hem of his garment, and they were all, as many as were able to touch, healed. There are some people waiting for you there. Some lives are waiting for you at the other side. If you are not able to make it to the other side, they will die in miserable. They will die miserably. They will die without hope. You are their hope. That is the reason why there is this boisterous wind against you. That is the reason why there is attack all over against you and your family. And you have been asking, why me? Why me? It is why you? Because you are special, simple. You are not just ordinary person. Devil doesn't go for empty things or empty people. Devil doesn't go for useless people. Why should the Satan worry himself about a madman on the street? He will never go after such. He will go after those who he know that they are potential threat to his operation on earth. Those who even know that they are not here on earth to save themselves, but there are many people attached to their destiny. Those are the ones Satan is always after. That is it, because he knew that you are a savior to some people. God wants to use you to save lives. There are some people's lives that are attached to your own. You are their hope. You are their life. You are everything about them. Once you fail, they fail. Once you die premature, they will die unfulfilled. Once you die unfulfilled, they die unfulfilled as well. So you cannot just afford to die unfulfilled. Fight it to the last drop of your blood. Whatever thing it is that needed to fight, You need to fight it. There needed to be, to fight. Yeah, you need to fight it. Unless you fight it, there will be trouble. If Jesus and the disciples were not able to make it to the other side, all these people that were perfectly made whole would have died in sickness. Die untimely. Can you see? They would have wasted more resources than they have wasted. No sick person, they have to take care of them. The family earning, the family incomes is going to treatment of sickness of all sorts. They cannot enjoy it. They cannot even buy things that will make them happy for once. Why? Because they have a sick people that they need to take care of. This morning, if you have not given your life to Christ, there will be crisis. Like I always say, there will be crisis. Only Jesus can help you. Only Him can save. You can see, you see, because He came, the Bible says immediately, when you read it, immediately He entered into the ship. As He entered, what happened? There was calmness everywhere. There was what? There was calmness. The Bible says when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased immediately. When Jesus comes into your life, the wind will cease immediately. The wind ceased to the point that the people, other people, excuse me, that were not disciples, they testified. And they that were in the ship came and worshipped Him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Sephanim. They were able to testify. Bow down your head. Talk to God this morning. Invite Jesus to your life if you have never for once give your life to Christ. If a backslider, come back home today. The Father is awaiting you. Just like the prodigal son, He will welcome you. He will give you the best of the robes. He will kill the fattest cow for you this morning to celebrate your returning. To celebrate your returns, rather. He will celebrate your returns. Come back home. Just in one word, Lord Jesus, I surrender myself unto You this day. Come into my life. Be the Lord and the Savior of my life. Deliver me from the world. Deliver me from myself. In the name of Jesus, accept me as Your son. Accept me as Your daughter. Write my name in the book of life and remove my name from the book of death. Lord, help me to live my life to please You and You alone. Thank You, Lord, for saving me. For in Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. If you said that short prayer, I congratulate you. You are welcome to the family of God. And I speak into your life right away this morning that whatever wind that is contrary, every contrary situation in your life, every contrary situations in your life, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I speak against them. Let them cease forthwith in the name of Jesus. Jesus, the master over every situation, comes into your life and let all the storm in your marriage, let them cease in the name of Jesus. In your career, in your place of work, let them cease. In your business, let them cease in the name of Jesus. I declare peace upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray this morning, as you touch the hem of the garment, let there be total wholeness in your body, in your spirit, in your home, in your family, in your marriage, in your business, and everything that concerns you in the name of Jesus. Let there be perfection in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. You are blessed. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. For your prayer, counseling, you can, or testimonies, you can reach out through the emails Johnson Julius at the table of God's grace.org. Johnson Julius at the table of God's grace.org or Johnson Ayo Julius. Ayo is A-Y-O. Johnson Ayo Julius at the gmail.com. gmail.com. Johnson Ayo Julius. You can also reach out through any of the numbers, +233-560-824-656 or +233-552-482-187. Both number on WhatsApp and the Telegram. You can reach out from many of the platforms. God bless you. Don't forget, we are still uploading on YouTube, Rumble, and Facebook. The Facebook page is Johnson A. Julius Official. Johnson A. Julius Official. Please do well to follow me on that page. And the Rumble and YouTube channels are Johnson A. Julius. Do well to subscribe to those channels as well. God bless you. They're real good. The person that is this number ID on the Cashbox, God bless you for being there. May the Lord Almighty bless you, the real good. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing. God bless you.
Authority is here, kindness is here, more.